Amma Bard.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Zulfikar Bhai asked me to say a couple of words. Quite frankly, I don't know why I'm up here. He said we wanted to have someone speak in English. And after the speeches of Sister Sabine and some of the sisters, Sayyid Sawarzwardi, as well as Maulana Mushtaba, I'm not sure there's quite more I can add. In any case, I'm honored and grateful to the speakers. I've got a few minutes here. I've made some notes on this phone. There were a couple of things I was asked to say, and I want to make sure that I hit everything. So obviously we're here to protest bombings in Karachi, bombings in Peshawar. There was another bombing in Afghanistan that I read about in the news today. We're here to protest attacks against Muslims in general, Sunnis and Shias. And we're also here to take a stand against oppression in general. We were here a few weeks ago to protest the attacks in Kuwait. We're here today, and we're going to be here next time after the next bomb blast, because there will be more attacks, as you know. The question is, how are they going to end? Is there anything we can do to stop these terrorist attacks? As a matter of fact, there is. And hopefully by the end of the speech, inshallah, I'll lay out a plan where we can do that. Nowadays, terrorist attacks in Pakistan are normal. On a day-to-day basis, as one of the sisters mentioned, 3, 4, 5 Shias are killed. But here's something to think about. Maulana Mushtaba mentioned this in his Jummah speech yesterday. We're all here today because we're Pakistanis and we're Shias, right? And there was a bomb blast in Pakistan. Well, what about all of the other bomb blasts? Palestine, Bahrain, Iraq. You know, there was a time during the Iraq war that every week, if not every day, there was a bomb blast. Did we care about it then? There is a well-known saying by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, and you, most of you should know this saying, he said that the Muslim ummah is like a body. If one part of the body is affected with pain or disease, the whole body feels it. Well, I'd like to ask you, do you really feel the pain of the rest of the Muslims? Honestly, when we think about it, the answer has to be no. We would have been here if that was the case. You know, I've lost my speech here, unfortunately, but I'll go on. We're a body, and this body is affected with a cancer. It's a malignant cancer. It's called terrorism. If you had a disease in your body, cancer, let's say, or some other disease that was spreading, would you just sit still? Obviously not. So here's the thing. I don't want to lecture you guys because you guys are out here. The question becomes, what else can we do moving forward? And Zulfikar Bhai blew my mind yesterday. He kind of gave me this little short speech and he says, you know, try and mention a couple of these things. Our being here and protesting against oppression in general is connected with our passion and mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And that general message of Azadari. You should understand that Azadari is a symbol that makes us different in the whole world. These tears that we cry, this passion, this is what people are most scared of, the enemies of Islam and the enemies of Shias. You should know that Azadari in the beginning was public. It wasn't just in the houses like Maulana Mushtaba said. After the events of Karbala, Sayyidah Zainab salawatullah alayha and Imam Zainul Abideen would give speeches in public from Iraq to Syria to Hijaz. And this is how Azadari was made known. So here's the thing. Here's a thought for you guys and us in general and Muslims and Shias around the world. What if every time there was a bombing, there would be a gathering like this? And we'd have big signs that said no terrorism and no oppression. And we also had Azadari here. What do you think would happen if we had 50 or 100 people here crying, like the sister who was reading the speech crying and doing matam? Don't you think people would start to pay attention? I think they would start to pay attention. So that's the thing that we should think about. The Occupy movement. I don't know if you guys remember the Occupy movement. It started with a few homeless people. It spread all over the world. What about the Idle No More movement? Two girls started the movement and it spread all over Canada. So we're what, 100 million Shias in the world? Just imagine. Now here's what we need to do. You guys and me, inshallah, go back and we tell people about this. Tell our Shia brothers and sisters, why weren't you out here? What are you going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maulana Mushtaba said it. Either you're taking a stand against oppression or you're complicit in that oppression. Tell five people about it. What if each of us told five people and one person came? What if each of us told 10 people and two more people came last time? And we continue to grow. So when you're at the coffee machine at work and somebody says, how was your weekend? Don't say, oh no, I sat at home and watched TV. Said, I went downtown and I took part in an anti-terrorism protest. And let's get the message out there. I'll say one last thing. We hate these Taliban and we hate these Salafis. We hate these guys. Don't mind me saying one thing though. Don't mind me saying one thing. We hate these guys. But these guys are not ashamed of being Muslims. You'll see them walking down the street. They have a long beard. They're wearing their caps. They have their shoes or whatever. And they will, you know, basically they'll promote the fact that they're Muslims. They won't hide it. They'll announce it. We should be like that too. There's a saying of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'll finish with this. He said to his ashab, lots of things about the Akhirah Zaman. He said, for instance, that there's going to come a time when Muslims will worship the dinar and dirham. Muslims will be mushrik. They said, how will Muslims be mushrik, Ya Rasulullah? He said, because they'll be worshipping money. Another thing he said, there'll come a time when people will not be able to recognize Muslims. That's us. That's us. Do you realize that? Because there was a time when people did recognize Muslims. So, brothers and sisters, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to give us jazbah. Jazakumullah khair ahsan al jaza for coming out here on a Saturday afternoon in the cold and standing here. Make sure to promote it. Make sure to tell people. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said, don't ever hide your tears for Imam Hussein. Let's come out here. Let's continue to get organized. Let's continue to protest. And let's spread this message to the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah.